जय वाला बा जाओ गिरिवार धारी जाओ गिरिवार धारी जाया शोरानंद Jai Jana Ranjana Jai Jana Ranjana Jai Jana Ranjana Jai Shorananana Jai Jana Ranjana Jai Jana Ranjana Jaya Vajjana Ranjana Chari Jaya Punya Vihari Jaya Punya Vihari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Radha Madhava Jaya Punya Vihari Jaya Punya Vihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa, Prabhupada ki jai. Srotra Sattva Shishimada, Sivangas, Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. Maybe you can help me out, Madan Mohan Prabhu. I'm not familiar with the whole format. Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yeah.
We're missing the book. So you don't have the book either.
Okay.
I'm going to put the verse up on the board. And we'll see what it is.
Okay. You're going to put it up there? And I don't get a book?
Someone.
Okay. Wow. Please forgive me for speaking before more advanced devotees than myself. I've been requested to as a service to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna to speak something. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samanita Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Govardhani Pracharne Nivrasesya Shinyubhadi Kvashyatadesha Dharne Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namane Shivarshavana Videvi Dayataya Kripadaya Krishna Sambandha Vijnanam Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhur Yojvala Premadhyaya Shri Rupanuga Bhakti Da Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namosade Namaste Gauravani Shimortaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Vrudapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Mortaye Vipalambara Sambode Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaurashakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaurava Bhava Bhumestam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhama Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Pancha kalpa tupasya kripasya nibhivacha pritanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Thank you. Sankarsana karnataishi garbhuta shaicha parabdishai shishascharya samshakalasa nityandakya ramam sharanam mamastu. Namo Mahavranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauti Sainama Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vrindaya Aitalasi Devi Aipriya Kesavasacha Krishna Bhakti Pradadevi Satchivachaya Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Daita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So we're starting on 110 Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Bhatta Chaya Kahe Yaha Gosanya Stane Amar Namagani Saita Karo Nimantane After hearing this from Gopinatha Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya said, First go to the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying and invite him here with his associates. Ask him on my account. Prasada ani tanra karaha agi bhiksha paschat asi amare karaiha shiksha Take Jagannath Prasad and first give it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. After that, come back here and teach me well. What's meant by teach me well? Who's teaching him? Gopinatha Acharya. Okay, thank you. I
Acharya Bhagina Pati Shalaka Bhatta Acharya Nindastuti Hasya Shikshakarana Acharya. Gopinath Acharya was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. Therefore, the relationship is very sweet and intimate. Under the circumstances, Gopinath Acharya taught him sometimes by blaspheming him, sometimes praising him, and sometimes laughing at him. This has been going on for some time. Sri Mukunda Dutt felt very satisfied to hear the conclusive statements of Gopinath Acharya, but he became very unhappy and angry to hear the statements put forward by Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. According to the instructions of Sarvabhauma, it said, "Do not speak like that. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya has shown great affection and mercy towards me. Amara sanyasa dharma chahina rakhite vatsaya karuna karina kidoshe ihate." Out of parental affection for me, he wants to protect me and see that I follow the regular principles of a sannyasi. What fault is there in this? How far do I go?
120,
okay. Great. Aradina Mahaprabhu Bhattacharya Sane Ananda Kriyala Jagannatha Darshane. The next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya together visited the temple of Lord Jagannath. Both of them were in a very pleasant mood. Bhattacharya Sangitangra Mandira Aila Prabhuri Asana Diya Apani Visvasila. When they entered the temple, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a seat, while he himself sat down on the floor out of due respect for a sannyasi. Isn't Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya a sannyasi also? No? Okay. Thank you. Vedanta padai tetabe arambha kaila sneha bhakti kari kichu prabhura kahila. If anyone's listening online, the answer was that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is not a sannyasi. He's a teacher of sannyasis. He's a grihasta. He then began to instruct Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Vedanta philosophy, and out of affection and devotion he spoke to the Lord as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Vedanta or Brahma Sutra, written by Srila Vyasadeva, is a book studied by all advanced spiritual students, especially by the sannyasis of all religious communities, sampradayas. The sannyasis must read Vedanta Sutra to establish their final conclusions concerning Vedic knowledge. Here, of course, the Vedanta mentioned is the commentary of Shankaracharya, known as Shadiraka Bhasha. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya intended to convert Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a Vaishnava sannyasi, into a Mayavadi sannyasi. He therefore made this arrangement to instruct him on Vedanta Sutra according to the Shariraka commentary of Shankaracharya. All the sannyasis of the Shankar Sampradaya enjoy seriously studying the Vedanta Sutra with the Shariraka Bhashya commentary. It is said, Vedanta Vakeshu Sada Ramantaha. One should always enjoy the studies of Vedanta Sutra. Without commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, no sampradaya or spiritual school is accepted as bona fide. And so, some time ago, it was noticed that our Bhamma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya did not have a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. The reason for this is that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. In the end of every chapter, it's mentioned that this is the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra because it contains all the essence of Vedic knowledge. Vedanta means the conclusive knowledge of the Vedas. In the Vedas we find many different branches of knowledge, and coming to the subject matter of transcendence, we have knowledge of Brahman as distinguished from matter in the Upanishads, and In the Vedanta Sutra, this information is all presented very logically. There's different types of shastra, different types of scripture. The Vedanta Sutra is presented with scripture, and it's also presented in sutras. Sutras means threads or condensed information codes, which means that it requires explanation. And so different schools, they explain the Vedanta Sutra by writing their own commentaries. So in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada writes that he dedicates Bhagavad Gita as it is to Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushana, who presented so nicely the Govinda Bhashya commentary on Vedanta philosophy. So Vedanta is a very complex subject matter, but actually the end of all knowledge is to understand Krishna. If one has a small well, he can have a certain amount of utility from that. He can wash his clothes and get water, take a bath. But if suddenly he's given a great expansive lake of fresh glistening water, then he can serve much greater purposes than just the well. He can probably sustain a whole village on that rather than a family or two. So similarly, for one who knows the purpose of the Vedas, his Vedic knowledge is considered to be conclusively established. Yasmin vigate sarvam evam vigatam bhavanti. If we can understand the absolute truth, all the purposes of Vedic study is served. And so there's a lot of different speculators who put forth different interpretations, different understandings. Sometimes these interpretations are necessary and sometimes they're not. Sometimes the message of the scripture is clear and sometimes, like Vedanta Sutra, it's condensed. Please correct me if I make any mistakes. So, if the meaning is clear, there's no need to give any explanation. And so, Krishna says very clearly in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasichaham Hridisanavisto, I am in everyone's heart, Mata Smitir Gyanam Apohanam Cha, and from me come knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. Vedascha Sarva Aham Eva Vedya. By all the Vedas, by all different branches of knowledge and all the different scriptures, I am the object of knowledge. Vedanta Krit Veda Vit Eva Jaham. And I am the compiler of Vedanta Sutra because Vyasadeva, who wrote all the Vedas, is the Shaktyavesh avatar of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So therefore he's Vedanta Krit and he's also Vedanta Vit because he knows all the Vedas. Abhigya Svarat, he's indirectly and directly conscious of everything. So the Vedic knowledge is all very clear, but the Mayavadis, they put interpretation where it's not necessary. If I say that I live on the Ganges, then you may interpret that, okay, he lives on a house that's supported by logs, so it's above the level of water. Or you may interpret that I live on a boat, or I live on the coast, but I can't actually live on the Ganges. So in this case, it would be necessary to make an interpretation. But if I say, I live in a house, the meaning is very clear. There's no need to interpret. Vishnu wanted to protect the path of bhakti, and with that purpose he's created this, he sent Shiva as Shankaracharya to preach this philosophy which diverts people. Just like in the planet Goloka Vrindavan, it's surrounded by tridents that deflect people who try to go there artificially, yogis and jnanis. They can't enter. And that's actually the manifestation of Shiva. So Shiva is protecting the path of bhakti, and also he's gradually taking Buddhists and atheists to the Vedic understanding. Samohitam buddhonam nanjana sutta kikarishubhivishati. In the beginning of Kali Yuga, there was a great misuse of the Vedas for sacrificing animals. And so Buddha came and said, forget about these Vedas, because people weren't, didn't have the adhikar to approach and use the Vedas, just like a knife is a useful tool, but in the hands of a child, it's very dangerous. In the same way, when unqualified people have the Vedas and mantras, which are so powerful, such rich information, it can be very harmful. What they were doing is, rather than following the Vedic instructions in spirit, they were only following in word. No one needs to be educated how to have sex, how to eat, how to sleep, how to defend themselves. These are all natural things. No one has to be taught. But the Vedas, they recommend these activities. Why? It's to give a restriction so that gradually we come to the platform of spiritual understanding, that we're not material beings meant to enjoy this world, we're spiritual beings. And so there's a restriction on meat eating, that if you want to eat meat, then you eat it on the Amavasya, on the dark moon, you offer to Goddess Kali. This is a certain mantra, but they were misusing that by opening a shop and killing tons of animals and then selling the meat. It's a way of cheating. And so Buddha came and he taught ahimsa and basically nirvana, end of material existence, but he didn't teach any positive spiritual truth. So at the time when Shankaracharya came, this Buddhism was very prevalent. And so Pachanam Bhavatam Uchite means covered Buddhism. Shankaracharya came and he taught covered Buddhism, in the sense that he didn't actually teach about a personal relationship with the Supreme Being. He took Tattvamasi as the central Mahavakya of the Vedas, which means that he taught the essential purpose of the Vedas is to understand that you are the absolute truth, that we are all Brahman, we're all in our natural quality without qualities, eternal spirit, but we've become covered by Maya. We just need to uncover this and then we'll all regain our natural state. So this is possible by his indirect interpretations, because this is not actually the meaning of the Vedas anywhere. This is not actually the meaning of the Vedas anywhere. It's only possible to preach this if you convolute the Vedas to your own way. But this was his service to Krishna, and it had a purpose for setting up the appearance of Lord Chaitanya to establish real Vedanta philosophy. So Shankaracharya admits, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Urdhamate, Sampapti Sanhite Kali, Nahi Nahi Rakshakti Dukran Karne. He called all his disciples fools, mudha, which means ass or rascal. All your indirect interpretations on Vedanta philosophy, your dry speculation, dry renunciation are not going to help you at the time of your death. Please just worship Govinda, worship Govinda, worship Govinda. But still they won't take it. They put their interpretations. So this Mayavada philosophy is a contamination of the soul in the material world, because it gives a justification not to surrender to Krishna. Even a so-called follower of the Vedas. But it's not at all logical, because if we're God, why are we under the control of material nature? If we're all one absolute spirit, how would we become cut into individual pieces, individual entities, and subjected to illusion? if you want to play the devil's advocate, then if this is your lila, why can't you undo your lila right now and return to your natural state?
I guess I'm just enjoying too much.
Well, you're enjoying your...
Except I have an earache and my back hurts.
Yeah. You're enjoying saying that, yes, I have this ability, but I won't use it.
So at a time when I choose to do that.
This is a post-dated check we will not accept. That's not a very good argument. Just like you say in the future, but when? Why not now? So if it's our lila that we want to become, I mean, the absolute truth has lila, has activities, but why does it have to become subjected to ignorance to have activities? What a ridiculous proposal. It's an insult, actually, that we've become so degraded to enjoy. The absolute truth doesn't have to become degraded to enjoy. No. So this Mayavada philosophy is a great contamination of the soul. It has to be cleared, otherwise how can we have a personal relationship with the Supreme Being? So the real understanding is, yes, we are Brahman. We are a spirit soul, but we are not the Supreme Brahman because we're controlled by the material energy. There must be a superior controller who has put us in this position, and there must be a reason why. So we are Brahman, and then Krishna is Para-Brahman. We are conscious, and then the Supreme Being is the Supreme Conscious. We are eternal, and Krishna is the Supreme Eternal. They try to put commentary on Bhagavad Gita, too, to interpret it in an impersonal way. I have to admit, it makes me very angry. Because it's not at all what Bhagavad Gita says. They say that we're all one, but Krishna says, there's never a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor will any of us in the future ever cease to be. We're all eternal individuals. They say that Krishna was originally Brahman, but he's assumed this form, and he says that men who are less intelligent think that I've assumed this form of personality and I was impersonal before. They say that, oh, okay, Krishna's eternal, but actually the Brahman is superior, but Krishna says I'm the basis of the impersonal Brahman. They say that, well, you can worship the goddess, or you can worship Ganesh, or you can worship Krishna, it's all the same. But Krishna says, I'm the source of all the demigods. So they just take what they like and they leave the rest. They don't actually want to take the whole thing because they don't want to surrender. So therefore Krishna says, Mam ekam sharanam vraja. You surrender to me alone. And so Lord Chaitanya came, and he listened to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya speak this Mayavada philosophy for how long? 7 days, that's what I thought. 7 days. So they asked Prabhupada, so if Mayavada speaks, should we listen to? He said, if you have the power not to be contaminated by them. He revealed that actually Lord Chaitanya is just waiting for him to run out of things to say, because they say that, well, you just speak in your conditional existence, but once you realize, then you become silent. But actually, the Vaishnava begins to speak once he becomes liberated. Atmaramastamuniya nirgantiya payarukrame. So, therefore, Sanatana Goswami, he says that you should not hear from the lips of a non-Vaishnav. Even if he's speaking Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna, whatever it might be. Oh, but it appears like normal kirtan. I can see he's even in ecstasy chanting. And he's speaking Bhagavad Gita. This is Krishna speaking, so what's wrong there? Sarpo Krishna Mita Paya. It's just like milk, which is very tasty, but touched by the lips of a serpent. I went to one kirtan once, and this gentleman, he was chanting Hare Krishna along with many other mantras to all the demigods, because they say it's all the same. But as he was chanting, he had his eyes rolled in the back of his head, and he was waving back and forth like he's in ecstasy, making a big show in front of everyone. So this is called Sattvabhas. Is that right? Sattvikabhas, yeah. What are the four kinds? Pratibha, Sattva Shunya, Governor Prabhu.
Sattva-vas. Four types.
Okay.
In nectar of devotion. Sattigavas, then Sattasunna, Pratipa. You can give the example of Pratipa is Kamsa.
Kamsa.
And then Sattik Avas is who?
Sattvik Avas? Is that the Mayavadi who has the wrong conception?
Yeah, you can also that Brahmana imitating Haridas Thakur.
Right, imitation. That's Sattvashunya?
Sattasunya.
Okay. And the Mayavadi who is supposedly chanting in ecstasy, but his conception is that I'm God, what would that be called? Sattvashunya? Or Sattvabhas? Okay, I'm going off. They can't actually have any genuine spiritual emotion because there's no basis for a relationship, a spiritual relationship with Krishna, because they're considering I'm God or God's impersonal. So Krishna and his name are non-different. Abhinatvam Namanamino. So you're chanting Hare Krishna, but you're not actually having a real relationship with Krishna. It's either a show or a reflection, a dim shadow of bhakti, just like the sun is starting to rise. There's a little bit of light there, but it's not actually the real sun is present. So we shouldn't hear kirtan, Bhagavad Gita lectures, Srimad Bhagavatam lectures. We shouldn't associate with Mayavadis. It's a great contamination. Association means sharing your thoughts with them, revealing your heart, your mind, sharing food with them, spending time with them. We don't want to do that. That doesn't mean we can't try to give them Prabhupada's book or preach to them. In general, unless they're very pious, only a very advanced devotee can actually change their heart from their Mayavad conception. Of course, many of us started with Mayavad conception. It is possible, but if we find someone is just envious and they're not actually sincere, that you speak with all reason and argument, logic, scriptural reference to them, and they still don't accept, it means they're envious. And so in that case, we just want to give them Prabhupada's association and politely avoid them. Politely avoid them. Otherwise, we become contaminated because as long as our heart isn't free from the Mayavad contamination, then it can also come in our heart and increase. The Madhyama Adhikari is advised to avoid demoniac persons, demoniac in the sense that they are against God, even if they claim to be followers of the Vedas, because until our heart is simply full of the light of truth, it cannot shine into the heart of others. We can speak what is told to us by our spiritual master, but that has a special potency when it has realization behind it. So what the most advanced devotee, he can speak, he can hear from the Mayavadi even for 7 days and then defeat him. So of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna himself, but he's come as his own devotee. Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna are actually one in identity, but they become two, and then they become one again as Lord Chaitanya to experience the highest love. And Lord Chaitanya, he made a special point of destroying Mayavad whenever he could. So he did sit and he heard from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for 7 days, but he wasn't saying anything. He wasn't responding. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he inquired from him, you're hearing all this, but you're not making any questions, you're not acknowledging anything I say, you're just blank. Are you understanding anything? So after some time, then Lord Chaitanya spoke, and he said, yes, I understand all the sutras from the Vedanta, But your commentary, your explanation of it is just like a cloud which covers it. The Vedanta is as clear as the sun, but your explanations are just like a cloud. And then he explained the Vedanta in the actual meaning. Vedaischa sarva aham eva veja Vedanta krit veda vid eva chaham. What's the meaning, Prabhu? You know the shloka?
I know the sentence.
Okay. By all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. Krishna is to be known. Not, yeah, he's the knower of the Vedas, so that's the actual meaning. How long do I go for? Okay, questions or comments?
Prabhu, I just want to say I'm extremely...
Prabhu, it's a crime for you to ask me a question.
No, I just wanted to mention, I'm so extremely proud how much seriously you take bhakti,
uh-huh.
and how much seriously you're doing study Tattva Siddhanta, and, you know, also so nice to Pran Govindaji, you know, that you're sharing time to have association with devotees like that, and studying very seriously, because it's such a difficult path, bhakti, and if we don't take seriously, very hard to make advancements. I'm so happy for you. Very happy.
Thank you very much.
It's interesting to note in this part how Lord Chaitanya talks to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that gives us all an opportunity to make these clear distinctions and see how. Because imagine Lord Chaitanya, they're saying that you don't exist.
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying.
What's he supposed to say? Well,
I
do give pleasure to my devotees, but I can't particularly go out of existence for you.
Yeah.
I'll give you a place where you can think like that.
It is really funny they want to make Lord Chaitanya a Mayavadi. At the beginning of Adi Lila, it says that Lord Chaitanya is the source of the impersonal Brahman and the Paramatma. And they want to make him a Mayavadi.
So it's a bit of a sport, you know, there's sport here.
Yeah, just like when Krishna kills the demons, he's not like stressing or like worried. He's having a good time, he's playing, you know, he's dancing on the head of Kaliya, he's having a great time. I'll just... Any more questions here?
Also, I mentioned before, this is very beautiful because there's the upakyan of teaching about the faults of Mayavad with the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Mahaprabhu's deliverance of Sarvabhauma, but also the very sweetness of the deep devotion of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, because, you know, it is mentioned in Navadvip Dhammahatma, he was Brihaspati, and he came, and he was living with his brother Madhusudan Vajaspati in Navadvip Dham. And he created so many students for Mahaprabhu to enjoy his scholastic pastimes with.
Yeah.
Then he considered himself, oh, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's my eternal Lord, he will come to get me. So that time he left Navadvip Dham and he moved to Puri. And it was in Puri that he was waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. So part of why Mahaprabhu listened to him for 7 days, because Mahaprabhu accepted, oh, my devotee is also offering this service, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's mood was, I want to help a sannyasi. This was his thinking. So he was offering this service. So Mahaprabhu was accepting this mood, not philosophy, but was accepting this mood from the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Mm.
Thank you very much. It's a very important understanding to have. Siddhanta Balaya Chitanakar Alasa. In all different pastimes, we shouldn't just look at it superficially, but we should have an understanding like this, that actually Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's Brihaspati, he's come to serve Lord Chaitanya. He's only superficially a Mayavadi. Some of the demons are not eternal associates. And also some of the demigods come in the Lord's pastimes. There's also eternal associates, but they've all come to serve. Actually, in the ultimate sense, everyone is serving the Supreme Godhead, either directly or indirectly. So it's very nice to understand philosophy, and then we can appreciate the Lord's pastimes a lot more. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.